This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guest is Dave Kusa, who is the owner of Auto Trend Auto Repair and also the president of ASCCA. And we're going to be talking about some legalities in advertising for shops in California. But before we get too far into this, I want to take a minute to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. Well, hey, Dave, how are you?
Good, Brian. How you doing?
I am well. I appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you.
So this all kind of started in October. We had someone who was a client that was telling us, hey, there's these new advertising rules in California. And, you know, we were looking all over to find out about them. And we found the information on the ASCCA website. When we looked at it, it was like, oh my gosh, this is going to cause a problem. And we may have acted a little too fast, but we were trying to be, you know, proactive. And, you know, we have you with us today to kind of talk about these regulations from BAR and where they are, like where it stands today and, you know, what it means for auto repair shops in California. So I guess first, if you would, you know, give us a rundown kind of ASCCA and your role within the association.
Sure. Yeah. So ASCCA is the Automotive Service Councils of California. We're the oldest and largest independent shop owner association in California. I currently have the honor of serving as president through the end of 2025. And I am currently the chair of the Government Affairs Committee. We'll continue in that capacity through next year, at least.
Okay. So how do you stay involved in regulatory issues like what we're talking about with the BAR?
So the Bureau of Automotive Repair has what's called their advisory group, and ASCCA, me through ASCCA, has a seat on the advisory group. The advisory group is made up of 20 to 25 members, all industry stakeholders, you know, anywhere from us in the independent auto repair aftermarket dealers, you know, new car dealers, auto body, insurance companies, lube oil, quick lube places, things like that, right? Just across the board. We meet quarterly and in Sacramento. The BAR is, you know, always either creating new regulations or refining existing regulations. We have the opportunity to have those presented to the advisory group, and then the advisory group gets the comments and, make recommendations for, you know, maybe some changes or upgrades or things that may work or not work. You know, the BAR is tasked with consumer protection, but they do understand that the industry as a whole has to be able to conform and comply with regulations. So they do want that input there. They're going to do it. They just want to know what we think about it and, you know, how we can make it work for everybody. Because, I mean, as an industry, you know, protecting consumers is a high level of interest as well. We want to make sure our customers are well taken care of.
So when we initially looked into this, what we saw was BAR was essentially saying that auto repair shops in California can only advertise using the phone number that they have registered with BAR. And as advertisers, we're looking at that and we're like, well, how in the world are we going to track the effectiveness of the advertising? You know, I've seen so many examples where industry associations such as ASCCA are so incredibly valuable because of things like this. When I saw this, I'm trying to find out more information on it, and I called BAR. I was sent from person to person to person at BAR, and nobody at BAR could tell me anything about it. However, ASCCA, you know, had the breakdown on, you know, what was happening. And, you know, I'm curious if you kind of explain, you know, how this proposed ruling from BAR first came onto ASCCA's radar and how it got your attention so quickly.
So this came from mobile auto repair regulation. So in California, you know, we have to register with the Bureau of Automotive Repair. We get an automotive repair dealer license number, or registration number. And in that, you know, that's that, right? So BAR, when you register with BAR, you know, your business name, your business address, your business phone number, I'll call it your assigned phone number, you know, like through whoever your phone provider is all part of that registration process. So it really, the mobile side of things really came to a head during COVID because, you know, so many guys were out of work, so many techs were out of work or didn't have enough work. So they started doing some mobile advertising through, you know, online sources. But the downside is that, you know, according, you know, they're going to fix the car, hopefully. But if something goes wrong, there's no consumer protection. Like, you know, the consumer can't turn to, you know, the BAR and say, hey, you know, this guy worked on my car and it didn't go right. He won't make it right. What do I do? And they, it's too bad, so sad, because nowhere to find him. So in an effort to combat those issues, BAR created regulations for mobile auto repair that said you had to have your AID number posted on your marketing, your advertising, right? So your Facebook, your Craigslist or whatever, right? And that way, you know, at least the consumer had some sense of legitimacy. If there was a consumer issue, then BAR could pursue it, right? So at some point they thought, well, this might be a good idea for all ARDs to have their number posted on digital marketing, right? Not all of our marketing, but just digital marketing currently. And then of course, you know, the phone number, they wanted the registered phone number on, that would be on all of your marketing, right? And as you stated, you know, tracking numbers are paramount for our industry for tracking marketing, right? To make sure our marketing dollars are working. Unfortunately and fortunately. So unfortunately, BAR just had no sense of that being a problem. What's a tracking number, they say, right? So, because it's not what they do. How would they know? Why would they know? So this was a conversation at an advisory group, but initially it was only mobile, right? So we weren't too concerned about it in, you know, in the brick and mortar aspect of our business. But somewhere in the regulation process, you know, they do regulation, goes to a 45-day public comment, then it comes back, then 15-day. Somewhere in there, they added that in, and quite frankly, we just missed it, right? I mean, it was a, you know, like a down at the bottom, oh, by the way, everybody has to do it now, right? So then, of course, you know, we see the regulations, and so Jack Maladonna, who is our advocate in Sacramento, you know, that works with us, a number of other organizations, and then, you know, advocates to BAR and legislative members, brought this up, and it's like, all right, well, we need to do something about it. So immediately, you know, being an advisory group member, have access to higher ups in the Bureau of Automotive Repair. So both Jack and I, you know, contacted through email Pat DeRay, who's the chief, and Bill Thomas, who's the assistant chief of enforcement, and said, here's the dilemma, right? What do we do? So went back and forth a few times on email, and then ultimately they verbally stated that, and this came out at the advisory group meeting, that tracking numbers were fine, right? Their concern was that you would be using a phone number that might go to an answering machine that never gets monitored or something like that, right? So essentially, if they dial a phone number used in your marketing and the phone in your shop rings during your business hours and somebody answers it, cool. So we did ask that, and they're in the process of doing this, that, you know, words are great, but I want it written down, right, that this is cool. So they're in the process of doing that. So what the solution seems to be the best way right now, you know, have your BAR registered phone number on your website. I mean, typically the footer is the best place for that, you know, name, address, phone number down there. And then same place, you know, put your automotive repair dealer license down there as well on the website. That way it's on all the pages. Anybody that, you know, goes to the website sees it, you know, and that is going to keep everybody happy, at least verbally. You know, they're going to create a frequently asked questions, you know, a statement written down that what is going to be, you know, what we have to do. So the question also came up of other digital marketing, you know, with that license number, Google My Business and Facebook. Perfect examples, right? Google My Business, nowhere to put a license number. So we're waiting for some direct clarity on that, on what's going to suffice. Right now, as long as you're, so, you know, Google My Business, Facebook, right? You have a link to your website, right? So if that link to your website shows, you know, goes to the website, it has the proper phone number and the ARD, that's currently going to be acceptable as okay. So, you know, what we thought was going to be a really, really big deal, you know, was we were, let's work it out and get some answers and clarity. And, you know, that now the example of it, you know, consumers still getting protected, right? That's their job. Still works for industry, right? We can comply with this. And quite frankly, specifically with the ARD number, you know, I'm mad at myself. I didn't think of it sooner. You know, just to put it on my best business practices, you know, next time I get business cards printed, I'll put my ARD on there. You know, because there's no reason not to. It adds legitimacy to it, right? So consumers are easily able to access that license number through the BR website, you know, confirm you do exist and, you know, make sure that everything that is in compliance would be with the Bureau of Automotive Repair Regulations. So far, so good with all of that.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. So I do have to kind of hand it to Barr with that, because even from the very beginning, they came out with the ruling, my understanding, it was on pretty short notice, but they did say in the beginning, we're not going to be finding people here in the beginning, you know, that there was going to be a period of time, I guess, to get the word out so that people understood that this needed to happen. And then when the advisory group came to them and said, this is a problem, they made some allowances for it. So good on them. Do you know if in marketing, we will still be able to use dynamic number insertion on the website where, you know, somebody clicks on a Google ad, lands on the website, it displays that tracking phone number in the header that then redirects to your main phone number?
Yeah, that's fine, right? Yeah. So, you know, again, as long as your registered phone number is at the bottom, you know, on the somewhere on there, the footer's the easiest place, right? Doesn't get in the way of anything. If there's a consumer complaint, you know, BRs want to know how'd you talk to him, who'd you talk to, so on and so forth, then, you know, here's the phone number I called. If they use that phone number to contact the shop, and again, normal business hours, somebody answers the phone, it's going to be fine. That's their concern, is, you know, clarity, transparency, you know, no false advertising or that kind of thing. So a question did come up, you know, like, you know, multiple shop owners, right? You know, where you may have one of the tire stores where you have places all over town, right? And they might do a, you know, hey, call us. I mean, you know, do a special for across the board, you know, you get 10 different shops around town and we're going to have a sale on tires this weekend, right? And it's pushed out digitally. You know, that does every shop that this would be part of have to have an ARD number on there and the proper phone number on there? And the answer is, as long as, so if there is a location on the digital marketing, then it would need that stuff, right? If it's just a generic, your local tire shop, and there's, you know, here's a website to go to, or, you know, a QR code to scan or something, that would find your local place, and then you're cool. But if it spells out a location, you know, the San Jose location, Los Gatos location, then you have to have that, you know, all of that information on there as well.
And you had mentioned that Barr was still working on a few things that, you know, I guess they're just working out the details on some things. Is there like a time when Barr is going to like put out some kind of a statement saying here are, you know, the finalized rules on everything?
Probably, you know, in the first quarter of next year. Regulations are interesting in that the condensed version process, they will create a regulation and, you know, run it through the advisory group. Once the final regulation is set, then it goes to the Office of Administrative Law because it needs to make sure that this regulation doesn't step on the toes of another regulation, right? A DMV regulation or something like that, which happens. Then, you know, once all that's cool, goes for that public comment period. If there are public comments and they make any changes, follow that procedure over again to a 15-day comment period, and then that's the bad, right? So there is a process that does soak up some time. They are interested, as we are, of, you know, getting this as quickly as possible because, like you said, currently it's, you know, it's education mode. We're not going to be citing and fining people for a period of time. That's not defined. And then our concern, too, is everybody agrees today that the process as shown at the advisory group is acceptable, but 10 or 15 years from now, when there's all new people at BAR, right, then is nothing's written down. So, you know, it's your word, my word, and BAR's word will win. So, you know, we want this, you know, codified so that everybody is has the same answer, the same idea, and, you know, through time, it holds up.
So does BAR have any other regulations beyond this that are directly related to advertising that you know of?
Not that I know of specifically. There are some new regulations that are ancillary to it. There's going to be, you know, storage regulations as far as it's generally most of these regulations are more pointed toward the collision industry of collision side of our industry. But, you know, an ARD is an ARD, so we have to comply as well. So for some reason, towing and storage regulation just came through. There's some new storage regulations that has been working on, you know, for quite some time now. And it's not really truly a marketing thing other than, you know, if you charge storage in certain situations, you'll have to be basically making that aware, everybody aware of it, right? So in sense marketing, but not as we would really, think of it as a normal description.
Dave, I appreciate it. And, you know, thank y'all for what you do over at ASCCA and really to all of the industry associations for what they do. Any other big legislative issues that y'all are working on right now?
Well, so the good news right now, the legislature is in recess, so they don't get to play with things yet. They'll come back in January, and in California, you know, we get anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000, you know, bills introduced in that first part of the legislature. There's a window of time to introduce new legislation, and then, of course, you know, things get amended as time goes by. So it is a constant challenge to see what whack-a-mole is going to pop up somewhere in July, right, when something gets amended. So, yeah, constant process, always ongoing. Jack Maladonoff is a huge asset to our associations here in California because, I wouldn't even know where to look, let him know what to do about it, right, where, you know, so he's a true professional that gets this done for us.
If somebody was interested in getting involved with something like ASCCA, what are all the benefits that a shop sees by being part of an association like this?
In my mind, first and foremost, is just this, right? This legislation, regulation, representation at BAR, you know, being able to keep up on what's coming, influence it. People are, why would I join? I'm just one person. Or, you know, why would I vote? I'm just one person. And, you know, and this is not in an effort to toot my horn, but I happen to be that one person one time with legislation, the chair of the Business and Professions Committee in the state legislature was my local assembly member. And we had been working on regulations, some ideas and thoughts. And I had the opportunity to meet with that legislative member after, you know, Jack and his team had some conversations. And, you know, here I am, I'm a voter, I'm a business owner in your district. And here's what our businesses are looking for, you know, in automotive repair. And, you know, can we do this? Can you help? And he said, yes, right. This makes a lot of sense. Yeah, he carried that bill for us. And since he was, you know, in the position he was, has a lot of influence, right? So, you know, being in the right place at the right time was huge on that. But, you know, literally, I was one person that, you know, that made that happen, that got that ball rolling, right? I mean, clearly hundreds, if not thousands of people were involved in it. But so when you're worried as a, you know, business owner, shop owner, you know, that you're not represented or, you know, you won't make a difference, I guarantee you can. Being a member of our association, any association, right, across the country, that benefit comes up. You know, we have a lot of other benefits with our partners where, you know, discount on services, you know, more access to better help with those services, things like that. And then, you know, lastly, I'll point out our our team talk is our way to communicate with each other. So if there's as a member, if someone has a problem or an issue or needs help with something, right, a simple post on team talk and anywhere, anything, right, trying to find some particular part to, I need help with my shop insurance, we can help and provide answers. And the great members of our industry of ASCCA, always willing to help, right? And one of the most impressive parts of automotive repair aftermarket is, big hearts. Everybody wants to help out. As a member of an association or a network or a group like that, realize you're not on an island. There is support and help. This is a perfect example, right? How many shops are going to, hear this podcast and never knew that this was a situation, right? Because, BAR pushes it out there, but unless you're looking, you're not going to find it, right? Unfortunately, a lot of times you find out this stuff when a customer complains and BAR is standing in front of you and you're like, what? I didn't know that, right? So, just staying informed, staying ahead of the game and, being ready to adapt to what's changing so fast in our industry is a huge benefit of being part of ASCCA.
For our listeners, if it wasn't for groups like the advisory group, ASCCA, and guys like Dave who spend their time serving in the capacities that they do, then all of a sudden you would have, rulings, that your shop would have to adhere to that just don't make sense because somebody didn't think of something. That is why you join and get involved in associations like this, is to keep those kinds of things from happening. So, Dave, I really appreciate you being on today, and I appreciate you also reaching back out to us so quickly when we were looking into this originally. It's a great thing that you and people who get involved, that y'all do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. Yeah, just want to keep my friends out of trouble.
So if somebody wanted to join ASCCA, what would be the steps to do that?
ASCCA.com, join the association. There's a tab right there. Simple application. So I will mention too that, while we are a statewide organization, we are, a member-driven, bottom-up organization. We have, chapters in many parts of the state that where you would meet, you have the opportunity to meet with as those chapters see fit with chapter meetings, other chapter members there live in person. We just finished up a team weekend this past weekend where we did, our board elections and committee meetings and stuff like that, where, just the business of the association takes place. As the president of the association, I am a shop owner as well. And our entire organization is completely voluntary, right? We do have staff that, that's their job. They get paid, and without them, we wouldn't survive. But, from the president of the association all the way down to the newest member, nobody's getting paid here, right? This is grassroots, literally grassroots, bottom-up, member-driven organization. So, very responsive to our members' needs.
And if someone is interested in joining, are they able to go visit one of those local chapters before they do that?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. And all that information is on our website. You're reaching out to the phone number. Our great staff that team can help guide anybody that has that interest as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you again. And thank you all for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can download our app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com or find it in the App Store or on Google Play by searching for Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Thank you again to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. And thank you to our listeners for listening in to this episode. We hope you'll join us again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.